Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I. And I got to testify, 91st anniversary coronation, anointing of the King Messiah. Yes, I, Kamari Hadassalase, crowning and anointing of the King of Kings and the crowning of the Queen of Queens. I'm going to testify
what God has done for I.
Fulfilling his word for I and I celebrate here the 91st anniversary, the anointing of the real black Messiah, Israel's black Messiah, Kedemar Hadassalase Negus Neges Ethiopia, the King of Kings of Ethiopia, and the crowning of Etege Menen Kedemar Witwoleta Georgis. Here, 91st anniversary coronation of the anointing and the crowning of the King of Kings, Rastafari.
Omnipotent one, I need to say you're
being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Jewish.
Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta, maybe.
So it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
Must from Jew. I was classed as Judah.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Bless be ab ubu manfashadu adu amlak aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
England and France abandoned Ethiopia to Mussolini.
Your Imperial Majesty, what were your own personal feelings at that time?
My personal feeling, with my hope, I continue to struggle to have our freedom from the fascists.
Did you ever give up hope, Your Imperial Majesty?
Never. In any time, I continue with big hope because I have a relation with my patriot people. I continue to encourage them. They continue their struggle.
His claim against Italy was not supported. On the contrary, the Assembly decided that the economic sanctions voted earlier against Italy should be ended. Thus, the Ethiopian Empire was annexed and was joined with Eritrea and Italian Somaliland to form Italian East Africa. And the Emperor sought refuge in England as plain Mr. Tafari Makonnen. His imperial crown was kept locked up in a London safe.
You kept working while you were in Britain. You were in exile in Britain. For how many years?
4 years and a half.
And you knew all during that period that someday your day would come.
If I haven't this hope, I can't resist to live with this hope. I hope, very strong hope, I live 4 years and a half in England.
In England, he received sympathy, the offer of a role in a movie, and an invitation to appear at the Texas Centennial Exhibition, but little financial support for a proposed $10 million war chest. He didn't give up hope of what he called the ultimate triumph of international justice, and he continued to appeal for it. In 1940, Italy declared war on the Western Allies in World War II. Haile Selassie was then flown to Khartoum in the Sudan to start rallying some of his 10 million former subjects into taking arms with British troops. And when the British forces defeated the Italians and occupied Addis Ababa, the Lion of Judah joyfully went back to his throne on the 5th of May, 1941, and resumed his reign.
What is your country like today? Do you have many problems in Ethiopia?
The famine problem and gather problem is good.
Yes, the problem we have in Ethiopia is essentially the same as in all other developing countries. The problem that we face is how to quickly raise the standard of living of our people, how to strengthen our democratic constitution in practice. But there is no problem as opposition to the state or opposition to me.
Since his restoration in 1941, the Lion of Judah has carried out a program of modernization and of political and social reform, and has begun to westernize the 2,000-year-old Coptic Christian Ethiopia. He created a strong, centralized monarchy. The country, with its 22 million people, revolves around his personal rule.
You are descended, Your Imperial Majesty, from King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba.
This is just our story, ancient story. The Queen of Sheba, she go to visit Solomon, King Solomon. She met one friend. She returned back to her country. Our story says since that time we turned from King Solomon's country.
Haile Selassie comes from a line that traditionally sprang from the admiring visit of Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, to King Solomon. She, an Arabian queen, went to Jerusalem to test the wisdom of Solomon, who was said to be the wisest of the kings of Israel, about 950 years before Christ. In the scriptures, the book of 2 Chronicles tells that King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba all her desire. The traditional story holds that Menelik, son of their romance, went to the state of Aksum, which is Sheba, or Shoah, as it is called today, and which is the main province of Ethiopia, and became the first Ethiopian emperor. This, for the Ethiopian Amharic Christians, who came originally from Arabia, is the beginning of their royal line. From Menelik, most late rulers of Ethiopia, including Haile Selassie, have claimed descent.
You are the 334th in the line of succession.
Yes, exactly.
And the 134th of the Christian kings. Christianity came to Ethiopia, I believe, in 330 A.D.
If you read the Bible, you can get this. What time the Christianity comes in Ethiopia?
The book of Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament mentions the story of the first convert to Christianity. That was the Ethiopian eunuch, who was the courtier of Candace, Queen of Ethiopia. He had been up to worship at Jerusalem, and on his way home, driving along in his chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah, met the apostle Philip, who preached to him about Christ, the Son of God. And when the eunuch believed, Philip baptized him in the water, and the eunuch went on his way home rejoicing. This, according to the Bible, is the first Ethiopian to be converted to Christianity. The story is found in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 26 to 39.
Ethiopia has been a Christian country since the 4th century. In the year 341 A.D., a certain Frumentius, on a journey from Tyre with his brother, was captured at an Ethiopian port and sent to King Izana at Aksum. The two young men won the confidence of the king and began to evangelize the country. Later, Frumentius went to Alexandria, where he was consecrated by Athanasius the Great, patriarch of Alexandria and writer of the Creed, to be the first bishop of Ethiopia. Since then, Ethiopia remained a province of the Coptic Church of Alexandria, which always consecrated an Egyptian monk as archbishop or abuna of this independent church and sent him away to Ethiopia. Since 1959, and after a struggle for self-independence, the archbishopric of Ethiopia was raised to a patriarchate by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos of Alexandria and patriarch of the See of St. Mark, who retains a primacy of honor in Ethiopia. The Coptic Church, and consequently the Ethiopian Church, belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity. There are thousands of churches in Ethiopia, usually round, made of mud bricks, and thatched with straw. They contain three concentric circles, and in the center, behind doors, is the sanctuary with a square altar on which stands the Ark of the Covenant. The church now celebrates the liturgy in a dead version of Amharic, which is called Jais. Haile Selassie was born on July 24, 1891, and was named Ras Tafari Makonnen. His father was a viceroy to the throne and had his son privately tutored in French at the age of six. At 18, shortly after his father died, he became governor of a province. In 1928, he led the troops that killed Empress Zoditu's husband, who was not of royal blood, and became regent. He became emperor on November 2, 1930, and was crowned Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, King of Zion, conquering lion of the seed of Judah, power of the Trinity.
Your Imperial Majesty, you were 39 years old when you were crowned in 1930.
Yes.
Could you talk a bit about the day of the coronation?
Yes.
My coronation day was very memorable to me. Not only we had Ethiopian participants in the event, but also a lot of foreign emissaries partook in the celebration of the coronation day.
The coronation itself was a Coptic service, Your Imperial.
Coronation, the order.
Great is the king, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, rules Haile Selassie the first.
I love him.
He's king of kings, Saturday. Lord of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Hail his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie first.
And here in the 91st anniversary.
Great is the king, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, ruled Haile Selassie the first.
I love you.
The home praises his
Yes, exalt, rejoice, you daughters of Yehuda, you daughters of Zion. Lani,
lani, for all the tribe of Israel, who we just let them know that Israel King is Israel's God. In whiteness and say, you must imagine Israel's King.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Slavia.
The home praises his due.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Dwell in a dry land. Dwell in a dry land. Dwell in a dry land.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, here, here. Look, Selah, no Selah moment. Right here, here we have two big psalms. Psalm 91 for the 91st anniversary of the anointing of the Black Messiah. Gurumawi, Nagus Neges, Azamawi, Haile Selassie, Moan Besazem, Negeta Yehuda. Coronation, the crowning of his and her majesties, the anointing of the Black Messiah, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, 91st anniversary. So Psalm 91 and the Psalm appointed according to the royal order after the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, yes, I, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, the king, that ancient king of righteousness, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. We have Psalm 24, very interesting, very important. Check out if one can get a copy. And see, can circulate copies. Heal up to Aras Ayurit, you know, in the far right with the order of the coronation, Sarata Nikas. And also we have a reading, a Rastafari dove reading of the coronation by Ayanai Haver, Ayanai Wyndham, Wyndham A, Ach. Ras, Ayasin, Tefari, on the Mabrak, actually the Isak, the B side of the Mabrak, right? Classic, the Abyssinians. And here, 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 in this time of the season, these two psalms we have Psalm 91 for the anniversary, right here, 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 this day, this time, this season, here, a reflection, as many ones and ones have already trotted and rose up to Isis, all from the first, right, from the first, and here on the second, the first in Ethiopia is actually the day, you know, considering the two halves of the heavens, Shemayim, the two heavens, as it were, as it be. But here, 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 just letting ones know, like, share, tag, you know, make ones know. Going to get in these two psalms also to hear the order. You know, what was said, what was read, you know, what was conducted, how was the coronation, you know, how was the coronation of the Black Messiah, of Christ and his kingly character, how was that actually done, what was said, so we can grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings and his Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Right here, 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 Coca T, the theme for Coronation Day, and here for this Rastafari Testified Tuesday, Coronation Day.
Love me, love me. Mm-hmm. For all the tribe of Israel, oh, we just let them know. That Israel's king is Israel's God, in whiteness and say, hear my unbinding mind. Israel's king is Israel's God, in whiteness and say, tell them my mind and mind. Well now, we've come to one conclusion, no more of the Babylon inspiration. I and I have made our resolution.
Yeah.
Children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
91st anniversary of the anointing, emphasizing the anointing as we have studied the order of the coronation, Hillel Terah, Sayyid. Yes, I, you know, give thanks for that work there by Farai. Yes, Ross, I read. Hopefully we get more copies, and once we do have a copy, you know, have some readings of it, definitely, so that we can begin to grow and recognize the fullness of the prophecy revealed in reality and manifest. Yes, I.
Obie związane z dalszym rozwojem mówiono najważniejsze sprawy.
And that's very insane. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Rise and shine, Black Messiah, the rising up the Black Messiahs, was reasoning and agitating on the Metzahar Hanok, the book of Enoch, how it speaks of the first, what some call today, first and the second coming, the Messiah, Judaic, the Moshiach ben Yosef and the Moshiach ben David, Messiah, son of Joseph and son of David, but in the Metzahar Hanok, it speaks of the Messiah of the parables, and that Messiah is the son of the woman, bringing out that first prophecy of the Moshiach, the Messiah Hebraically, that we have in Genesis, the seed of the woman. And when we read that and study that, that is no doubt by that prophecy of Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos. But then it also speaks about a second advent of the Messiah, right? The second advent. I'm going to bring out that book and hopefully touch on that a little bit more here and moving forward right here.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. To the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
And at times to God and times to God himself. Says the house of Dawid, the house of David shall be as God. Right there in the scripts and the prophecy and the beam. Yes, I. So here. This brings us forward right here. We had Kokatee with Israel's king, Israel's God. And that testimony of the likeness of Garamawi, Negus Neges, his imperial majesty, Garamawi, Haile Selassie, at times to God himself.
Yeah, don't seduce to reduce my knowledge. Because I will always break down barriers and burn down bandits. Oh, Lord God Almighty, grant me our privilege. You see? I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them fast things. I have no wife, God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from? White man oppression. I have no wife, God. It's just some love, Messiah. My white God don't bless. So him not bless his. I have no wife, God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from? White man oppression. I have no wife, God. What is rightful mine? So me not stay mute. Your system is designed to distract me from the truth, but it will come to pass. Unknown unto the youth, in the process of time, we will know the truth. So give we white God to praise his slavery. The doctrine follow on in the black community. The black messiah, you try to shield with fantasy, but we not gonna make you destroy the love with luxury. That's why you have to touch home. I have no place in Babylon. As I go, they make me victim of the righteous action. Oh God, I won't be conquered in this region. Oh yes, I have to stand and go strong. Don't tell me of your white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from? White man oppressed. I am no white God. It's just a black messiah. White God don't bless. Oh, me face can't touch with anger. Can't start no right. Oh, good all things. Good and valuable must be white. So, what about the black that is the most in life? You and your white supremacy. What is me and you? You change the version of the Bible. Oh, you are sick. Remember, I know the evil won't go unpunished. Bear your iniquity. You have no wisdom or wit. All evil us people.
Testify here, testimony of 91st anniversary, the coronation, the anointing and coronation. And here, just a little excerpt right here from the Sirate, Sirate, the order. They have a Torah portion, the Sirate, I think it's the Sirate, the Chukotai, that connection with ordinance, order, Sirate. Sirate Nigus, Saratniks, the order of the coronation, or the order can also be interpreted as the order of the kinging. Now, here in this wonderful book, this wonderful testimony from the original documents, also provided a point of reference in the book to the actual ceremony, that ceremony that took place November 2nd, 1930. That's the second part of that prophecy to the Moshe Yeshua. I think it's, Isaiah 60, 61, right over there. Yeah, so here we have the ceremony, the sacred ceremony of the Saratniks right here, and we're pointing to this particular book, and Tehillah, Bras, Ayurit, Ein, Mehira Tesselasi, for his work, his due diligence here. This is a very, how can we say, this is a classic document here, because now it gives substantiation, right, to the faith of the called, chosen, and faithful, right, as well as numerous points of reference, right, from the scriptures and also to the actual word that 72 nations bore witness to. Now, it's interesting because according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the ancient order of the daily Psalms, and here we point reference to the Archbishop sent to Ainai, Archbishop Yitzhak, was sent over here to the West, to the Americas and the Caribbean, to deliver to Jah's people the true faith, right? As we have the Steel Pulse tune that says a version, not the King James version, right? We still use that as a stepping stone, but ones have to be careful that doesn't become a stumbling block. So to study, to show ourselves approved, here in this document, we go to page 83. So after the basic translation, there's the notes, and the notes are very, very, you know, they give a testimony, right, a written testimony to the detailed study, certain things to pay attention to in the order of the coronation. Now, we've seen different lengths of video. There's some very interesting video. Sometimes you have to just check around for certain subject matters, and sometimes they're available books and videos and other things, and, you know, just grab it and put it into the ark, the archives. So here it points to note number 16 on the Karne Kibu'u, Karne Kibu'u, or the Kibir Kedus. Now, this is speaking of the horn of anointing, right, and the holy oil, the holy oil, the Kedus and the Karne horn, Karne of the Kibu'u, the holy horn, right, a particular horn. So just to share this right here, these are two important and highly specific expressions, Brother Ross Ayurid writes right here, strictly pertaining to messianic language and ceremony. The root, like the Afro-Shemitic, or here come from the pure Shemitic root, is the Kof, the Beit, right, and the Ein. Kof, Beit, and Ein, or in the other way, QB, and there's the Ein, right, the Ein in this, in its like sixth order, like a Shwa in the Hebrew, it's like a vowel, and sometimes it closes. Sometimes there's no vowel sound there. It's like saying Shimcha, like name, one's name, or we say Kedus, 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 to say holy. So these are two highly specific expressions strictly pertaining to messianic language and ceremonies. The root Kebeh and the I, the Kebeh, the Kebeh, the Kedah, the Kof, the Beit, and the Ein, right, of the Afro-Semitic root, right, Slika, is an ancient Ethiopic, or Ge'ez, a hermeneutic paraphrase for the original meaning, right, the original meaning of the Afro-Semitic root, the Mem, the Sheen, and the Chet, or the M-S, and the one of the H's, the He, the Chet. Mesih in the Amharic come from the Ge'ez, and Moshiach, the Masha and the Ha. to anoint in a sacramental, sacred, mental, sacramental sense, whence the very concept of Messiah, Moshiach, and then we get Messiah, and even in the New Testament, I think it's in the Gospel of Yohanan, of John, it points out we have found the Messiah that is called, right, that is called Christos within the other language in that region of the world. But it points to the Moshiach and even Messiahs. I think in the KJV it's Messiahs in the Greekization, so to speak, right, the Copto, you know, Koine Greek, right? The anointings of biblical times were performed by Israelite priests and prophets. So when we speak about the Israelites of Ethiopia and also the testimony of the Kibra Neges, right, the Kibra Nagas or the Kibra Neges, the glory of kings, right? So the Israelite priests and prophets, this is the same biblical ceremony performed. And that testimony of the Kibra Neges says that 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes, we have Azarias, who is the son of Zadok, and we have Zadok in the scripture. What is interesting is that we see Azariah, so to speak, or Azariah, they have an I instead of a J there. When we see him in the scripture, it's like certain ones just seem to disappear, as it were, you know, from the scripture. But we know that the Azariah of the Kibra Neges is the son of Zadok that we have within the scripture. So there we have the testimony, as His Majesty Gurmara Nagus Neges said in the border Canada train interview. But just right here, just a little more, it says the same was consistently expected for the ultimate anointed, the Messiah. And it is evident how the customs and rituals applied at His Majesty Gurmawi Ngusi Neges John Hoy's coronation manifests the fullness of Israelite inheritance and the biblical substance of Ethiopia. Remember the word of prophecy, David prophesied in Psalm 68, verse 31. Princes shall come out of Egypt, right? And then notice that he puts the pyramid on the dollar bill, officially coming out with it in those very same 30s, in the 1930s, right? Then we see the full of Ethiopia stretching forth her hands to God. So we see, you know, we see the history and the prophecy, right? So here it says the sole and unique land to prove as the repository of such divine promises. And he goes into a further, he says, elucidation on these aspects, right? This is just a little excerpt here from the Sarata Nigus, the coronation order, the order of the coronation. And here we'll pick up a little bit more, speaks on the messianic order, going into a connection from the scripture, highlights from the scripture, along with the coronation, right? Along with reference to the coronation, the words of the coronation. Remember, there were 72, this point just to go over again, 72 nations. There were 72 nations. And then we have the psalm that precedes today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the Melchizedek. We have Psalm 24, which, as the Chabarim, the Wendemoch, would know, is the Sunday evening psalm or the first day evening psalm. Right, so that first day evening psalm, Psalm 24, right, and also the coronation being on the Ehud, which is the first day Sunday, right. So we get into a couple of more highlights right here, you know, from the notes provided, both of the messianic order and the sacred oil of royal or messianic anointing, right. Messianic anointing is interesting when it speaks about in James the King's Law. The king's, well, actually it uses the term, KJV says the royal law, keeping the royal law. And when you study, well, the royal, the king's law, right, the king's law, the law of kings, Fitanagas, right, and the scriptural, biblical, groundational foundation. So here, let's ride out, blessing the Messiah here on this 91st, right, Baruch Atta Adonai Adonai, Baruch Atta Adonai Jah Rastafari Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Hear, hear, hear.
Give thanks, Lord, and fair represent Love Star Music. It's blessed.
Got to keep yourself alive. Boys and little girls, careful of strangers, because the devil ain't no friend of mine. Problems, what more? Suffering, hunger, poor people can hardly find. Yeah. Ignorance can't get no far. Temptation, so much war. Time for little love of time. It big time. Our foundation is religion. Weakness shall fade away. Love is all around today. It doesn't matter what people say, do what's right. Judge I will say. Trample the beast, children true to the beast. Malice we don't give, it's like honey when we speak. Oh, love from me, to everyone I say peace.
Father, me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield.
like Happy Meal. Seems like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, are you a steal? Run what you want, run, are you a wheel? Then straight up, then I coulda where you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel. One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy, believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind, see fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise, the essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up, and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no shield. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, the Messiah. Me a boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no shield. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. In exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
Jah is my shield and buckler.
Oh no. In the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So I say, never leave us lonely. The fowler and from the night of pestilence again, he shall cover thee with his powers, and under his wings will abide. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. So I say, Jah, will never leave us lonely. Jah, will never leave us lonely. That waits there at noonday. For I see Jah, will never leave us lonely. Jah, will never leave us lonely. Jah,
Testifying 91st anniversary of the anointing and the crowning of the King of Kings and the Queen of Queens, the crowning of the Queen of Queens, anointing of the King of Kings, and here for the 91st anniversary. We got two psalms, Psalm 91st Psalm, right here. Here's the Royal Amharic. Yes, I do see him.
مزمور زتنا بكنف زتنا يا داويت يمسكانا مزمور بلقول متأجايا منور كلن بميشل عملاك تلاوست يادرا اكزيافيرن انت متامن ياينك الوالو عملاك النام الشيشي غينو برسوم متامنان
እርሱ ካዳኝ ወጥመድ ከሚያስደነግጥም ነገር ያድንሃልና በላባዎቹ ይጋርድሃል በክንፎቹም በታች ትተማመናለህ እውነት እንደ ጋሻ ይከብሃል ከሌሊት ግርማ በቀን ከሚበር ፍላጣ በጨለማ ከሚሄድ ክፉ ነገር ካደጋና ከቀትር ጋር ይናፍሰራ ባጠገብሽ በቀኝም 10 ሺህ ወድቃሉ ወደ አንተ ግን አይቀርቡ ባይኖች ብቻ ትመለከታለህ የሃጣንንም ብድራት ታያለህ አቤቱ አንተ ተስፋዬ ነህና ለኡልን መጠጊያ አደረግ ክፉ ነገር ወደ አንተ አይቀርብ መቅሰፍትም ወደ ቤት አይገባ በመንገድ ሁሉ ይጠብቅህ ዘንድ መላእክቱን ስላንተ ያዛቸዋልና እግርህም በድንጋይ እንዳትሰናከል በእጆቻቸው ያነሱሃል በተኩላና በእባብ ላይ ትጫማለህ አንበሳውንና ዘንዶውን ትረግጣለህ በእኔ ተማምኗልና አስጥለዋለሁ ስሜንም አውቋልና ጋርደዋል ይጠራኛል እመልስለትማል በመከራውም ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ሆናለሁ አድነዋለሁ አከብረውማለሁ ረጅምን እድሜ አጠግበዋል ማዳኔንም ማሳየዋል
יושב בסתר עליון בצל שדי יתלונן אומר לאדוני מחסי ומצודתי אלוהי אפתח בו כי הוא יצילך מפח יקוש מדבר הבוט בעברתו יסך לך ותחת כנפיו תחסה צינה וסוחרה אמיתו לא תירא מפחד לילה, מחץ יעוף יומם, מדבר באופל יהלוך, מכתב ישוד צהריים. ייפול מצדך אלף, ורבבה ממינך, אליך לא ייגש. רק בעיניך תביט, ושילומת רשעים תראה. כי אתה, אדוני, מחסי, עליון שמת מעונך לא תאונה אליך רעה ונגע לא יקרב באוהליך כי מלאכיו יצב לך לשמורך בכל דרכיך על כפיים יישאונך פן תגוף באבן רגליך על שחל ופתן תדרוך תרמוס כפיר ותנין, כבי חשק ואפלתהו, אשגבהו כי ידע שמי, יקראני ואענהו, עמו אנוכי בצרה, החלצהו ואכבדהו, אורך ימים אשביעהו ואראהו בישועתי.
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Give me a loud shout.
Jah is my shield and buckler. Jah is my shield and buckler.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. 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 Salvation.
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 91, the Rhema right now, word, prophecy, 91st anniversary of the anointing of the Black Messiah, Karamawi Ngusi Nagesu, the Imperial Majesty, Karamawi, Haile Selassie. So here for this Coronation Tuesday, Testify Tuesday.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glorious Haile Selassie the first.
I love you.
He's King of Kings, Father. Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, King of the Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie first.
And hear, order, order, order.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, glorious Haile Selassie the first.
I love you.
Here for the 91st anniversary podcast, right here for the anointing, order of the coronation. Ras Malakot, Malakot, divinity, yes, I bring forward order of the coronation right here. Check it.
What life and history of thought, I and I, concerning His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First of Ethiopia. Ras Haile Malakot is here to show this nation and the upcoming generation and every living thing that moveth upon Iration. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, born of royal blood, of the royal house of our father David, King of Israel, is the 225th king of the unbroken lineage of kings that constitutes the Ethiopian royal Solomonic dynasty. In the fullness of time appointed, when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First should be anointed king over Israel, 49 holy bishops and priests of the ancient empire of Ethiopia arrayed themselves in 7 groups of 7 for 7 days and 7 nights in the 7 corners of the Holy St. George's Cathedral in Addis Ababa, chanting the 9th psalm of our father David without ceasing and without rest. Then, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie the First, carved in white silk communion robe, along with his Empress Mani, has just completed a night of prayer at the most holy altar within the cathedral. He opened the doors of the Holy of Holies thunderably and steps forth, and preceded by hundreds of priests waving incense burners, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I entered the auditorium adjacent to the cathedral and sat upon his throne, decorated in scarlet and pure gold. And history can recall all the solemn promises made by His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I as he sat upon the throne of His Holiness in Addis Ababa. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I made a solemn vow that he would uphold the Ethiopian order of faith, and secondly, that he would maintain the integrity of Ethiopia, and thirdly, that he would build schools for the spiritual and material welfare of his people. History can also recall the voice of the high priest, Abu Nakril of Egypt, as he proclaimed before the large gathering, "Ye princes and ministers, ye nobles and chiefs of the army, ye soldiers and people of Ethiopia, ye doctors and chiefs of the clergy, ye professors and priests, look ye upon our Emperor Haile Selassie the First, descended from the dynasty of Menelik the First, born of Solomon and of Sheba, a dynasty perpetuated without interruption from that time
and to King Sahale Selassie, and to our time. And from our large gathering, witness the unfolding of ancient Hebraic ceremonial rites. As His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was granted the seven royal insignia of Israel. Firstly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given his golden sword, studded with precious stones, symbolizing that the words of his mouth are like unto a two-edged sword, of which he is to use and smite the nations round about, executing justice and judgment. Secondly, he was given the scepter of Israel in ivory and gold, as is written in Genesis chapter 49, that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Thirdly, His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I was given a golden globe of the whole earth, symbolizing that in his hands, he has the whole world in his hands. And fourthly, he was given the diamond encrusted ring. And the fifth was the traditional license filigreed in gold. And sixth was the ceremonial garment. And just as in the days of old, when Samuel anointed our father David, and Zadok and Nathan anointed Solomon, so the Abuna anointed His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I with seven different ointments of oil of ancient prescription, and placed on his head the magnificent crown of pure native Ethiopian gold adorned with diamonds and emeralds, concluding that may your crown be a crown of sanctity and glory, and that by the grace and blessings that we have given, you may have an unshaken faith and a pure heart in order that you may inherit the crown eternal. So be it, so be it, so be it. Let heaven hear and earth listen, and all the foundations thereof be still, and know that His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I is the everlasting King of glory. Honor, majesty, power, and dominion are laid upon him, and righteousness, justice, and judgment is the habitation of his throne. These are the things which many prophets and righteous men of old have desired to see, and have not seen them, and have desired to hear, and have not heard them. But ye, blessed are your ears that have heard, and your eyes that have seen, of the glory of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Selah.
King, King, King of Glory. King of Glory. This brings us right here to today's daily song, here for the 91st anniversary of the coronation, the anointing of the King of Kings, right there, and the crowning of Itege Menin, and I Rastafari, Abraham and Sarah, King Alpha, Queen Omega, right here.
This is Psalm 24, without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had born and he done the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure
clean
heart,
and pure heart,
who hath not lifted up his soul
not
into vanity,
up his
nor
scorned
his
vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah-Jah, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Nation, Rastafari reading right here. Order, order, order of the Carnation. Issat, the Issat dove.
We glorify the Lord. Salamta, greetings, shalom. For the anniversary of the coronation of the King of Kings of Ethiopia, Kedemali Haile Selassie, we're happy to share a reading from the Order of Coronation, or the Sarate Negus. It's the first English translation of the original Amharic and Ge'ez texts of the liturgy and program for the coronation of His Imperial Majesty Kedemali Haile Selassie, or Haile Selassie I, coronated 2nd November 1930. And of course we thank Ras Geber Selassie, Ras Fakade, Wendem Simeon, Brother Massimo Crescente, Brother Antonio Carraro, and Ras Irid Minaret Selassie for their work in making this translation available. And we begin with the Order of Coronation. The crowns of the King of Kings and of the Etege, Emperor, and all other coronation ornaments and objects shall be placed in the church or Beta Christian, found within the walls of the royal palace, the Beta Mengist Ugebi. And after, the monks, senior priests, and bishops who came from each province have prayed the proper prayers there for full 2 weeks, when 7 days remain until the coronation holiday, the Begerons, or treasurer, shall go to the church of St. George, and shall have all the ornaments for the coronation ceremony of the King of Kings and the Etege carried by the great officials, the guards of honor escorting him in before and after on the right and the left. The leader of the church, gathering the clergy together, shall receive him in the church compound, singing, "We glorify the Lord, Exiabir, the glorified, who deserves glory." The ornaments befitting the ceremony of the King of Kings coronation are the following. 1. Sword with the sheath adorned with precious gold and precious stone. 2. The royal scepter, or literally in Ge'ez, the rod of the kingdom. 3. The orb, or the Lu'ul, which also means the pearl. 4. Ring set with diamonds. 5. 2 golden spears. 6. A royal garment, or literally in Ge'ez, the garment of the kingdom. 7. Crown. Then, number 8, a gold-bound holy Bible, or the Meshaf HaKadosh. The ornaments assigned to the Etege are the following: a ring set with diamonds, 2, royal garment, 3, crown. On the same day, 7 royal perfumed unguents shall be blended and made into 1 holy oil within the horn of unction that shall go to the church together with the coronation ornaments. The priest appointed for this duty, having received all the ornaments from the Bezeron for the coronation ceremony, shall put them in order on a sacramental table, aptly prepared within the Holy of Holies, or the Mekdes. 49 officiants chosen from among the priests and monks, being in groups of 7, at 7 points in the church, shall recite every single day 49 Psalms of David for all the 7 days preceding the solemnity. They will spend the week in sanctification while reciting in the morning and in the evening the Psalms of David and the Wadasi Mariam, the Lauds of Mary, along with the Anket Berhan, the Gate of Light, the Melkah Mariam, the Countenance of Mary, the Melkah Jesus, the Countenance of Jesus or Yeshua, and the Melkah Tekla Hymenot, the Countenance of Saint Tekla Hymenot, and while pronouncing the Rogation, Igzi Ota Mithla. Coronation Day. It is required for the coronation feast to be on a Sunday, Ehud. On that day, starting from the 4th hour in the evening, or Saturday at 10 p.m., the members of the clergy standing in the matlet, or the singer's court, shall chant the moedis and the arium. The king of kings and the etege shall leave the royal palace on the eve, the Sabbath evening, accompanied by princes and the governors, and go to the church, where they will spend the night offering thanks and praises to the Lord, Igziabir, for bringing them to this moment and qualifying them for this dignity. On Sunday, at the first hour in the morning, the King of Kings, after performing his act of worship and having recited some prayers in a low voice, shall approach the prepared place for the coronation ceremony and shall recite in a loud voice until the end the 121st Psalm of David. This is numbered 122 in the Hebrew canon and in most modern Western versions. Beginning, I rejoiced, for they say to me, let us go into the house of Yahweh. Following this, he shall ascend the golden throne, the work member destined to him. The archbishop, going from the Holy of Holies, shall approach the sacramental table, where all the ornaments for the coronation ceremony were placed in order, and turning his face toward the princes and the governors, shall pronounce the following words that are written: all of the Ethiopian princes, ministers, governors, and military chiefs, soldiers and armies, and ye members of the clergy, scholars and archpriests, heads of monastery and priests of Ethiopia, ye all know that this is our King of Kings, His Majesty, Haile Selassie, is from the seed of King Haile Selassie that came descending without interruption, starting from Menelik the First, born from Solomon and the Queen of Saba. Even now that through the will and goodness of the Lord Ixiabir, I am about to anoint him so that he may rule wearing the crown of King of Kings. We recommend you submit to him and assist him in all his physical and spiritual work in bringing progress in the land and establishing the faith so that during his time, Ethiopia may ascend in knowledge, teaching, and wisdom. And in his diligently causing the Ethiopian flag to be unfurled from border to border and in all good works similar to these, the people shall say, may the Lord Ixiabir do for our King of Kings according to your word. Amen. After this, the Archbishop, putting his hand on the Bible and turning himself toward the King of Kings, shall ask him the following question. The Archbishop, O Majesty, King of Kings, are you willing to vow the proper vow when you reign according to the regulation of kings? King of Kings, yes, I am. The Archbishop, are you willing to vow to live by and to reaffirm the Orthodox faith of Alexandria being established in Ethiopia since the holy kings Abriha and Asbiha, and to observe without breaking the law and order circumscribed by the Orthodox Christian Church? King of Kings, since it is that I live faithfully until now in the Orthodox faith of Alexandria, it is my will to vow to live observing it accordingly in the future by the help of the Lord Ixiabir. The Archbishop, will you protect the people of the kingdom of the King of Kings, Ethiopia, in all that you do by your authority and your power with goodness and patience according to the law while mindful of their benefit, King of Kings? Since I know that these words are the guide of good works, it is my will to keep them to all my ability. The Archbishop, Your Majesty, are you willing to live keeping the laws that you willingly submitted to the council for advice and to keep the realm and people of Ethiopia acting according to the established laws of the ordinance of the council? King of Kings, since I know that law is the foundation of man's existence, I shall keep the law of the council, honoring it, and I shall do all in my ability to make it to be observed. The Archbishop, will you help by your goodness and authority to establish schools in Ethiopia for the proliferation of physical and spiritual teaching and for the preaching of the gospel? King of Kings, I know that teaching is of great benefit both to the government, the Mengist, and the priesthood, Beta Kehnet, and it is my will to help in this with all of my ability. After uttering the words of the vow, the King of Kings shall lay his hand on the Bible, and having said, I swear to fulfill all the words I've spoken with the help of the Lord Ixiabir, he shall kiss the Bible. After signing the register where all that was said above was written, he shall ascend to his throne. After this, the Archbishop shall pray using the 71st Psalm of David, or the 72nd according to the Hebrew canon, that says, O Lord, give thy judgments to the king, up until where it says, and all the kings of the earth shall prostrate to him. After this, he shall sit. Following this, the two priests and two deacons chosen for this office, one priest holding the censer while burning incense, and one priest holding the cross, and one deacon holding the cross, shall stand at the right hand of the bishop, in the proximity of the sacramental table, whereon all the coronation ornaments are placed in order. The other priest holding the censer while burning incense, and the other deacon holding the cross, shall stand before the other bishops to their right and left. After this, the deacon shall say, "Rise for the prayer," and the first priest shall give greetings of peace, of shalom, and begin the prayer of the gospel while saying, "We give thanks to the Creator of good and beautiful things," when the second priest shall start the prayer of intercession, saying, "Concerning those who give offerings, the Bezeron bringing 10 ounces of gold in the name of the King of Kings shall deposit them on the sacramental table as a gift for the church." After the prayer is known as Be'inte Kitsat, concerning the holy things, and this Gid, let us bow, have been said, the first deacon shall read the Epistle of Paulos, St. Paul. Letter of Paulos to the Romans. May the blessing of his almighty ruler be with our king, Haile Selassie, and with our queen, Willette Georgis. Every soul be subjected to the judge, because there is no appointed judge but from the Lord. Igziabir. And inasmuch as every power is from the Lord, Igziabir, he who is opposed to obeying the judge has disobeyed the ordinance of the Lord, Igziabir. Thus, those who refuse to obey bring judgment upon themselves, and the authorities are not terrible for the person who does good, but only for him whose actions are evil. So if thou really desirest not to fear the authorities, do good, and these will rather lull thee, because they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, so that thou act righteously. And if thou wishest not to fear to do good, for it is not in vain that they preside over the sword, for they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, to punish the evildoer. Now then, necessarily be subjected to them, and not only he whose work is evil, but also he whose work is good. And for this reason, pay them tribute, for they are sent by the Lord, Igziabir, and are appointed for this office. And toward each one act according to what is rightful. To him that is due tribute, pay the tribute. To him that is due duty, pay the duty. To him that is due the tenth part, render the tenth part. To him that is due reverence, pay reverence. To him that is due honor, give honor. Epistle to the Romans, chapter 13, 1 through 8. The second deacon shall read, first, letters of Petros, or St. Peter. May the blessing of his almighty ruler be with our king, Haile Selassie, and with our queen, Willette Georgis. For the sake of the Lord, Igziabir, humble therefore yourselves to every creation of human beings, to the king, the Negus, for everything is for him, to the governors, because he sends them to judge those who commit evil, and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of the Lord, Igziabir, that through your good works ye may tie up the mouth of the foolish ones who do not know the Lord, Igziabir. Be then as free people, Agazian, and not as those within whom there is iniquity, but ye, as servants of the Lord, Igziabir, honor everyone, love your neighbor, revere the Lord, Igziabir, and honor the King. First Epistle of Peter, chapter 2, 13 through 17. Then the first priest shall read, pure spring among the pure spring of the law. May the blessing of the almighty ruler Apollos be with our King Haile Selassie and with our Queen Willette Georgis. And Apollos rose up and commanded silence and told them, men of Israel, and ye who fear the Lord, Igziabir, the almighty ruler of the Israelites, chose our fathers and magnified his people after he had exiled them to the land of Egypt. Then by his divine arm he brought them up from there and nourished them in the desert for 40 years and cast away seven nations of Canaan and gave them their land as an inheritance. After that, he appointed judges for them 450 years until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then they asked that he make a king to reign over them, and the Lord Exiabir gave as king Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed this one, and after him he made king over them, David, and became for him a witness, saying, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man according to my heart, who does my will in everything. And from his seed, the Lord Exiabir brought forth about them the salvation for Israel, a Jesus, Yeshua, according to what he had promised him. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, 17 through 24. Then he shall recite the Tzelot Kidan, or Prayer of the Covenant. After the Tzelot Kidan has ended, the archpriest of Lasta shall take the royal garment from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of northern Ethiopia. The bishop, having prayed over and blessed the garment, shall return it to the archpriest of Lasta, who shall put it on the sacramental table. Then they shall clothe the King of Kings in the royal garment. 10 singers chosen from among the others by virtue of their harmonious voices, advancing slightly to the center and having turned their faces toward the King of Kings, shall chant, altering with one another according to the fourth tone of the chanting. My heart composes a beautiful word, from Psalm 44, 1, or the 45th in the Hebrew canon. When they reach the verse stating, gird thy sword at thy hip, O mighty one, in thy grace and splendor, they will remain quiet. And at that point, the archpriest of Tedbabe Mariam shall take the sword from the sacramental table and give it to the bishop of southern Ethiopia.
With our team, with our big enough deal, not enough time. How can society cut out this spiritual concept within us? It is a spiritual bird with no eyes to see. The place where you dig up black man from, Karen Batley.
If you should not ask I and I would have said the people that get tired of the number of people because of the glitter. And who will fail? I'm excited.
Yeah, I love and show all. Me say that he won't let them get lost. They roam the streets and let them go out to the bar. Filthy guilty conscience in my ID that the door. So why you keep on saying that? You know the right and do the wrong, you surely get the back, yeah. So read into the message I am sending. The words you've been eclipsing. You second I present it. I love and show all. I glory all the thing we represent. If it's me, you're not gonna keep it. What's the real and that's offensive? You second I present it. I love and show all. I glory all the thing we represent. And if it's me, you're not gonna keep it. Just the real and that's offensive. I have no doubt.
His Majesty the King, forever he enters the King. So when he's from his sleep and slumbering, open your eyes and look within his blue eyes. How nice you mercy, second of November. Yes, and it is free, everyone should I remember. July 23, to see upon your calendar. He was born and raised in Georgia. Yes, I can represent. I love and show off. I glory off the King we represent. I live in Indianapolis, he said. That's the real and that's offensive. No, yes, I can represent. I love and show off. I glory off the King we represent. I live in Indianapolis, he said. That's the real and that's offensive. No, I devotion and fire break the evil. Conspire for no power, judgments of one another. I know it. I most I please be with my attitude. Show I the patience and gratitude. Where I get. Alright, the time is up. I love and show off. I glory off the King we represent. Just to be the not offensive. No, I love and show off. I glory off the King we represent. Just to be the not offensive. No,
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. Call in. Calling.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. 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 Salvation.
מזמור צד א', יושב בסתר עליון, בצל שדי יתלונן. אומר לאדוני, מחסי ומצודתי, אלוהי אפתח בו. כי הוא יצילך מפח יקוש, מדבר אבות. בעברתו יסך לך, ותחת כנפיו תחצה. צינה וסוחרה אמיתו. לא תירא מפחד לילה, מחץ יעוף יומם. מדבר באופל יהלוך, מקטב ישוד צהריים. ייפול מצדך אלף, ורבבה ממינך, אליך לא ייגש. רק בעיניך תביט, ושילומת רשעים תראה. כי אתה, אדוני, מחסי, עליון שמת מעונך. לא תאונה אליך רעה, ונגע לא יקרב באוהליך. כי מלאכיו יצב לך, לשמורך בכל דרכיך. על כפיים יישאונך, פן תגוף באבן רגליך. על שחל ופתן תדרוך, תרמוס כפיר ותנין. כבי חשק ואפלתהו, אשגבהו כי ידע שמי. יקראני ואענהו, עמו אנוכי וצרה. אחלצהו ואכבדהו, אורך ימים אסביעהו, וארעהו בשועתי.
מזמור זתנה בקנף זתנה אנ ידאוית ימסגן המזמור בלעול מתגיה ימינור הולון במיצ'ל עמלך תלאוס יעדרה אקזיאבירן אנת מתאמניינך እለዋለሁ አምላኬና መሸሸጋዬ ነው በርሱም መታመናለሁ እርሱ ካዳኝ ወጥመድ ከመያስደነግጥም ነገር ያድነሃልና በላባዎቹ ይጋርደሃል በክንፎቹም በታች ተማመናለህ እውነት እንደ ጋሻ ይከባል ከሌሊት ግርማ በቀን ከመይበር ፍላጣ በጨለማ ከመይድ ክፉ ነገር ካደጋና ከቀትር ጋኔን አትፈራ ባጠገብሽ በቀኝም 10 ሺህ ወድቃሉ ወዳንተ ግን አይቀርም ባይኖች ብቻ ተመለከታለህ ይሃጣንንም ብድራታ ያለ አቤቱ አንተ ተስፋዬ ነህና ለኡልን መጠጊያ አደረክ ክፉ ነገር ወዳንተ አይቀርም መቅሰፍትም ወደ ቤትህ አይገባ በመንገድ ሁሉ ይጠብቅህ ዘንድ መላእክቱን ስላንተ ያዛቸዋል እግርህም በድንጋይ እንዳትሰናከል በጆቻቸው ያነሱሃል በተኩላና በእባብ ላይ ትጫማለ አንበሳውንና ዘንዶውን ትረግጣለ በኔ ተማምኗልና አስጥለዋለሁ ስሜንም አውቋልና ጋርደዋል ይጠራኛል እመልስለትማለሁ በመከራውም ጊዜ ከርሱ ጋር ሆናለሁ አድነዋለሁ አከብረውም አለ ረጅምን እድሜ ያጠግበዋል ማዳኔንም ማሳየዋል
For the 91st anniversary, the Rhema Psalm, Psalm 91. And here for today's, or for the day of Coronation Day, we have Psalm 24, as well as a psalm for the evening psalm for the first day, for the Ehud Psalm, the first day of the Coronation Day was the Ehud. And here for November 2nd, we have, so it's like a 2-7 clash right here for the first day of the week of the strong. Here.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah, Selah.
לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובה כי הוא על ימים יסדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה בהר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי כפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשב נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה. והנהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו. נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. ותברכם את אדוני וזכה אלוהי ישעו זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מנך כבוד מזה מנך כבוד אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מנך כבוד יהודה מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות ומלך הכבוד סלע
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يا داوود مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزيابيرنا عالمم بارسوام يميروربو ارسو بباهروچ مسرطوالنا بفساشوچم ماطنطوالنا ود اغزيابير ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقومال فجوچو ينصو لبو نصو يهونا نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تولد درسون يمتفلقنا ايها قوبنا عملاك فيت يمتفلق انانت مكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع ايه يكبر نقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያ እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויור שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ברחם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מנך כבוד, מזה מנך כבוד, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מנך כבוד, יהודי מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות ומלך הכבוד צלע.
Today's daily song, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachias Erech, you have Mizmor Kaf Dalet, we have Psalm 24, the hymn of greetings is themed, the hymn of greeting. Some say the historical background of this Mizmor, Lid Dawid, Mizmor, Psalm of David. The background of this Mizmor, this chant, this intonation is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15. With the defeat of the Jebusites, the city of Jerusalem in its entirety passed into the hands of David, into the hands of David, and the hands of David. He now has the opportunity of providing a resting place there for the Ark of the Covenant, the Aron HaBrit. And the psalm, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, was composed for the joyous occasion when it was brought from the house of Obed-Edom to the tent that David has prepared for its reception, for the Kabbalah, for the reception of the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabot. According to tradition, the tribe, this psalm, this mizmor, this chant was regularly recited in the Hekal, in the temple, on the first day, the Rishon, the first day of the Shabuah, of the week, the first of the seven, the Ehud, the first day, the Sunday, and in the LXX, the Septuagint, this is explicitly stated in the heading. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter order of Malachi Tzedek. We have the opening. Lid David Mizmor, a psalm of David. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Uwa Melo Aha Tevela With Yoshre Baha. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Uwa Melo Aha U Miloaha. The earth is, she is, he who be, who he bees, and the fullness, and all her fullness, and her fullness. U Miloaha Tevela We Yoshre Vaha. The world, the Tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world, the Tevel We Yoshre Vaha. And they that dwell therein, and they that dwell with Yoshve Baha, those who dwell in Ha, the earth.
to David, a mizmor, a song. Le David, mizmor. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. The Midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 24. This phrase is to be considered in the light of Eov, of Job's saying in Job 29, verse 14. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, and it clothed I. Rav Hanina had taught, there is one to whom clothes are becoming, but whose clothes are not comely. And another whose clothes are comely, but to whom clothes are not becoming. There is one who is rich, but whose character does not go with his riches. And another, and other who is poor, but whose character does not go with his poverty. As Shlomo, as Solomon, as Solomon, King of Israel, King of Israel, said in Proverbs 13 and 7, there is he who gets richer and richer, yet hath nothing, no thing, nothing. There is he that gets poorer and poorer, poorer and poorer, yet hath great wealth. Proverbs, Mashal 13 and 7. There is one who is strong, but whose character does not go with his strength. And another who is weak, but whose character does not go with his weakness. There is one who is youthful, and his countenance, his face comely, but whose life, but whose wife is ungainly and repulsive, so that when she is carried in a litter of palanquin, people ask, who is the husband of that creature? And they are told, that man is. But upon seeing the handsome and young man, they say, this young man has thrown himself away on that ungainly creature. If, however, the bride is comely, but the husband is ungainly and squat, people say, this bride has thrown herself away on that man. But Job, but Eob said, I am not like that man. Righteousness clothes Job. Eob, and Eob and Job clothed righteousness. Behold, I put on righteousness, and it becomes me, it becomes I. Just as David became this mizmor, became this psalm, and his psalm, his mizmor, became David. Erek le vashti wayil basheni tia meil we anifa mishpati. I put on righteousness and it clothed me, it clothed I. Edek, edek. Lavashti, lavashti, lavashti. I put on righteousness. I put on tzedek, tzedek lavashti. Wa yilabasheni kiyam il. And it clothed, and it clothed I, and it clothed I. My judgment has a robe and a diadem. Kia ma'ila w'ani mishpati. Note that the preceding psalm, the preceding mizmor, The introductory phrase is a Psalm of David. In Psalm 23, verse 1, Mizmor le David. In the Kaf Gimel Psalm, in the Sefer Tehillim, it's Mizmor le David, a Psalm of David. While in this Mizmor, today's daily psalm, it's le David Mizmor. It is to David, le David Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. How? Explain the different word order. Explain the different word order between Mizmor, le David, and le David Mizmor. When David, David, besought the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ila Irit, to rest upon him, he summoned it with the words, a Psalm of David, Mizmor le David. But when the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, came to him on its own account, he said, le David, Mizmor, to David, a psalm. Another comment, le David, Mizmor, la Yahuwah ha'aretz, to David, a psalm. The land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah's. The land is Yahuwah. The land is Adonai's, is Adonai's. La Yahuwah ha'aretz. A parable of a king, of a melech, a negus, even negus neges, who had a retainer in a certain city. The inhabitants of the city honored him because they knew that he was the melech, the negus, even negus neges, retainer. And whenever he came to HaMelech, to the king, to the negus, even negus neges, the negus, HaMelech, also honored him, so that he was honored here as well as they are. When HaMelech, when the king, when the negus, even negus neges, gave up his city, however, its inhabitants began to rebel against HaMelech, against negus, even negus neges, retainer, so that he had to return to his king, to his melech, to his negus, even negus neges. But later, when HaMelech, when the king, the negus, even negus neges, reclaimed his city, and when, as before, HaMelech, the negus retainer, the king's retainer, began to go about in the city, its inhabitants honored him again as HaMelech's retainer, as the negus, the king's retainer. Thereupon HaMelech, the negus, the king, even negus neges, said, when I gave up my city, you rebelled against him. Was he not my retainer then, even as he is my retainer now? Yet only now do you again honor him. HaMelech, the king, the negus, even negus neges, is HaKadosh, is the Holy One. Baruch Hu, blessed be he. The city is the land of Israel, the land of Israel. And the king's retainer is David, is David, the king of Israel. During all the days that the land belonged to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, when David, when David went out and came in before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, he was honored by them. But when HaElohim, the true God, gave up his land, saying in Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. In Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 12, I sell the land into the hand of evil men. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, began to rebel against the king's retainer, against HaMelech, against the negus neges retainer, for
They said in 1 Kings chapter 12 verse 16, what portion have we in Dawid? What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Yishe, of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. 1 Kings chapter 12 verse 16. When HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, reclaims His land, however, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will return to His retainer, as is said in Hosea 3 and 5. Afterward, shall the Bnei Yisrael, shall the children of Yisrael, shall the Israelites return and seek Yahuwah Jehovah, their Elohim, true good, true God, and Dawid, and David, their king, their Melech, their Negus, even their Negus and Neges. Hence, it is said, live Dawid Mizmor La Yahuwah Ha'aret. Therefore, it is said to David, a psalm, the land is Yahuwah, is Jehovah. Another comment. Say a man owns a ship, but the cargo in it is not his. Or, if the cargo is his, then the ship is not his. It is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For the earth is Adonai's, is Adonai's, and the fullness thereof, and all in her fullness. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz, Ua Meloah, Ua Meloah, and her fullness. Or say a mortal man builds a house of 50 cubits, maybe a large house of 100 cubits, and altogether he stands no more than 3 cubits high. But it is not so with HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For He created the earth, the earthly plane, and He fills it. As Scripture says in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 6 and 3, the whole earth is full of His glory. Another comment on La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Ha'umeloaha. The earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created days, He set aside HaShabbat, the Sabbath. When He created months, moons, He set aside the festivals, the feasts. When He created Shanas, the years, He chose sabbatical years for Himself. When He created sabbatical years, He chose the years of Yovelu, of Jubilee, for Himself. When He created the nations of the earth, the Goyim of the earthly plane, He chose the nation of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, for Himself. When He created the nation of Yisrael, of Israel, He chose the Lewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, for Himself. When He created HaLewim, the Lewawiyan, the Levites, He chose HaKohanim, the priests, for Himself. When He created countries, He set aside the land of Yisrael out of all the countries as a heave offering. As is said, the earth is Yahuwah Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz Umeloaha. Hear fullness. Meloaha Umeloaha. And
her fullness. Umeloaha. This alludes to heave offering, as in the verse in Exodus 22 and 28. Thou, the I, shalt not delay to offer of the fullness of thy harvest and of the outflow of thy presses. So it is said, the earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. Our masters, Zionai masters, taught in the book of Psalms, all the Psalms that David composed apply either to himself or to call Israel, to all Israel. Each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the singular applies to Dawid, to David's own person. And each mizmor, each psalm that speaks in the plural, the collective plural, it applies to call Israel, to all of Israel. Israel hulu. Whenever for the leader with string music is used, it introduces a mizmor, a chant, an intonation that deals with the age to come. Whenever a psalm of David is used, it denotes that Dawid, that David played upon his harp, and that then the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, rested upon him. But where it is said to David, a psalm, Lidawid, Mizmor, it denotes that Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irit, rested upon Dawid, upon David, and that then he played. The phrase maskil of Dawid, of David. The term maskil, meaning that requires elucidation, enlightenment, elucidation. It indicates that the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation has to be explained by a Turguman, that is to say, by a skilled commentator. The phrase, a song, shir, mizmor, a song, indicates that the song, the mizmor, has to be rendered by singers in the place. And why these several directions? Because Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Isle Irish, the Memphis Kedus, does not come to rest in the midst of idleness or sadness or laughter or frivolity or idle talk, idle chat, but only in the midst of joy, as is said in 2 Kings 3 and 15. It came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of Adonai came upon him, that the hand of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came upon him. And also in Genesis 45 and 27, when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit, the eye, the ruach of Yaakov, of Jacob, their father, revived, lively up. And directly after that, in Genesis 46 and 2, scripture says, Elohim, Elohim, the true God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night. A verse that the Aramaic Targum, the interpretation, renders,
Ruach HaKadosh, the Isle Iris, the Holy Spirit, rested on Yaakov, rested on Jacob. Another comment. Consider La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'meloaha. The earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof and her fullness. Consider this in the light of the verse in Nehemiah, in Nehemiah 9 and 6. Thou, even thou, art Adonai alone. Thou hast made heaven with all their hosts, the earth, and all things, and all things that are therein. On what day was the host of Shemayim created? Rava Yohanan maintained that the host of Shemayim of the heavens was created on the second day, for directly after it is said in Psalm 104 and 3, Yahweh Jehovah, who he who be, who he be, who laid the beams of his chambers in the waters. There follows the words in Psalm 104, the next verse, verse 4, who he who be, who he be, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire. But Rava Simeon maintained that the host of the Tzavot of our oath of Shemayim was created on the fifth day. For on that day Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of Shemayim in Genesis 1 and 20. Here the word fowl is to be understood in its usual sense, but the word that may fly Yehofeth in the open firmament of heaven refer to the host of heaven. For it is said in Isaiah 6 and 2, with two, he did fly. Yehofeth. Rava Julianus said, all agree that the host of heaven was not created on the first day. Lest heretics might say, while Mikael was stretching out Hashemayim in the east, Gabriel was stretching out Hashemayim in the west. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was stretching the middle portion. The fact is that HaKadosh Lavado alone, the Holy One alone, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, made all things, as we have in Yeshaya, Isaiah 44 and 24. I am what Jehovah that maketh all things, that stretch the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Me'iti, by myself. When read as me'iti, who is with me? Is to say, in the work of creation, who is partner with me? Who is partner with I? Therefore, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since thou, the I alone, all one, didst create the heaven and the earth, I shall call them after thy name alone, all one. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'meloaha. The earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof.
Rav Azariah, Rav Nehemiah, Rav Rakayah. They told the parable, the mashal of a king, of a melech, of a negus, even negus and negus, who had two stewards. One in charge of the house and the other in charge of the field. The one in charge of the house, Habayit, the Beit, knew all that happened in Habayit, in the house, and all that happened in the fields. But the one in charge of the field knew only what happened in the fields. Even so, Moses, who had gone up to Shemaimah, to heaven, knew the upper as well as the nether world. And with the names, the Shemot of both, he prays HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As is said in Deuteronomy 10 and 14, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord, is Adonai, thy Elohim, true good, true God. The earth also with all that therein is. But David, who had not gone up to Shemaimah, to heaven, prayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with what he knew, as is said, La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'm Eloha, the earth is Jehovah, and U'm Eloha, and her fullness thereof. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, changed the original order of things, of things, of things, and caused the earth to be watered from above. For four reasons. One, first, to favor the germination of seeds. Second, to prevent noxious dews. Thirdly, to water the high places as well as the low. And fourthly, to make all living things lift their heads to Shemaimah, to Shemaim, to heaven, to the heavens. What is the proof from Scripture? The verse in Job 5:11, El Elohim, God, sendeth rain upon the earth to make all things below turn toward the high, in Job 5:11. And also the saying, toward the Lord, toward Adonai is the earth and the fullness thereof. Rav Finchas said, a mortal negus, a mortal king, when in his bedchamber, cannot be in his banqueting hall. And when in his banqueting hall, cannot be in his bedchamber, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the Isle One, blessed be He, fills the walls above and below. As is said in Psalm 148 and 13, His glory is above the earth and heaven. And again in Jeremiah 23 and 24, do not I fill heaven and earth with mortals, with mortal men and people? There may be one who has a flock, but no pasture, and another who has a pasture, but no flock. And still another who has both flock and pasture, but who does not know how to feed his flock or what a good pasture is. But with HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, it is not so. He has a flock, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the Beit Yisrael, to whom He said in Ezekiel 34:31, ye y'all, my flock. He knows what a good pasture is, as is said in Ezekiel 34:14, I will feed them in a good pasture. He owns a pasture. La Yahuwah Ha'aretz U'meloaha. The earth is Jehovah's and her fullness thereof. And he knows how to feed his flock, as is said in Ezekiel 34:15. I will feed my flock and I will cause them to lie down, saith Lord God, saith Adonai Yahweh. He has founded it upon the seas. Ki hu Allah Yamin Yisadaha. He hath founded her. He has founded her upon the seas. Ki hu Allah Yamin Yisadaha. Upon four rivers, the Jordan, the Yarden, the Yarmouk, the Jarmuk, the Karamion, and the Pigah. Now, from the top of Pisgah, as it is said in Numbers 21:20, the top of Pisgah, it is seen upon the face of Yeshimon. Rav Chiya Barabba said, this verse implies that when a man comes up to the top of Har Nebo, Mount Nebo, he sees in the Sea of Tiberias a whirlpool, sieve-like, that is Miriam's well. Another comment. The passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that we have here, Mi Ya'ile Behari Yahuwah, Mi Ya'ile Behari Yahuwah, who shall ascend into the mount of Jehovah. It alludes to Moshe, of whom it is said, Moshe went up to Elohim, and Yahuwah and Jehovah called to him out of the mountain in Exodus 19:3. Thus, like this in Deuteronomy 5:28, who shall stand in his holy place? This alludes to Moshe, to whom Elohim said, stand thou here by me. Stand I here by I in Deuteronomy 5:28. He that hath clean hands, we have this in today's daily psalm, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established her upon the floods. Ki hu Allah yamim yisadaha wa Allah neharota yekoneneha. Miya ya ille behari Yahuwah, u miya ya koma, biya mekom ad show. Neki kapayim, he that have clean hand, neki kapay, with vara levava, and a pure heart. U bar levav, and a pure heart. He that hath clean hands. This alludes to Moshe too. In Numbers chapter 16, verse 15. In Numbers chapter 16, verse 15, it says, I have not taken one ass from them. And clear understanding alludes to the clear understanding of El Elohim, the true good, the true God's message that Moshe sought when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, go with my message to Paro, to Pharaoh. And Moshe replied, behold, when I come to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, and shall say to them, the Elohim of your fathers, your patriarchs, have sent me to you.
And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? In Exodus 3:13. Who hath not taken without cause any life? Who has not taken without cause any life? Nikia kapayim uvar levar asher lo anasa nasa lashava nafsho velo mishba le mirma. Now, KJV reads it, and other versions here, the Sefer Tehillim says, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not taken my name in vain. Asher lo nasa lashavua nafsho. It's interesting here in the, when we look at the Hebrew, right? When we look at the Hebrew, who have not taken my name in vain. There's a variation in the Hebrew text. There's nafshi, nafsho, nafshi. Some have it as nafsho, a soul, his soul, and others as nafshi, my soul, my psyche. Who have not taken my soul in vain. That must be understood, understood as a different form of the third commandment. My soul, nafshi, is the equivalent of me, my name, that are interchangeable. Now the Katib, or what is written, it reads nafsho. This has been adopted by the Authorized Version, who have not lifted up his soul to vanity. That is, has not striven after aims that do not have Jah's approval. Has not striven after aims that have Jah's disapproval. So here we have the sense, who have not taken without cause any life, alludes to Moshe, who, not without good cause, took the life of Hamitzri, the Egyptian. For it is said, he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew Hamitzri, in Exodus 2:12. What can he look this way and that way mean except that Moshe beheld in that instant a court of angels, and with them he consulted, so that rightly empowered he smote Hamitzri. Moshe also had foreknowledge that a proselyte would never descend from this Hamitzri, this Egyptian, this Kemite. A fact implied by the words, quote, he saw that there was no man, so he slew the beast. Nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, nor having been sworn, deceived his neighbor, willoa nishba'a lemirma, and hath not sworn deceitfully, nor having been sworn, willoa nishba'a, deceived his neighbor lemirma. This alludes to Moshe as well, of whom the words in Exodus 2:21, Jethro adjured Yoel Moshe to dwell with him. This proved that Moshe swore to Yitro, Jethro, not to go back to Kemet, to Mitzrayim, without Jethro, Yitro's consent. Yoel clearly indicates adjuration. As in the verse in 1 Samuel 14:24, Saul, Shaul, adjured Yoel, the people. Note well that scripture says of Moshe, when he wished, desired to go back to Kemet, to Mitzrayim, with the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Exodus 14:18, Moshe went and returned to Yitro, to Jethro, Chotno, his father-in-law. Hence it is said,
Hear, hear, hear. On today's daily song, according to Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Master Order of Melchizedek, it is said, Yisa, Veraka, Meyedi, Yehovah, he shall receive the Baraka. The Veraka, Veraka, he shall receive the blessing. Me'eti Yehovah, Me'et Yehovah, from Jehovah. Moshe was made Melech, king, Negus, and master of Kol Yisrael, of all Israel, and righteousness from the El Elohim of his salvation. Uz Edaka. May Elohei Yisrael, and righteousness from the Elohei Yisrael, Yisrael, of his Yeshua, of his salvation, of his victory. Moshe was thought so deserving that HaTorah, the direction instruction, was given to Yisrael by Yado, by his hand. Another comment, the passage that begins, who shall ascend into the mount of the Lord, who shall ascend to the mount of Jehovah, mi ya'il behari Yehovah. Another comment, this alludes to Abraham, to whom Elohim said, get thee into the land of Moriah, upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee I of. In Genesis 22 and 2. And who shall stand in his holy place? Umi Yaqub Bia Mikom Kadesho. This alludes to Abraham Avinu, of whom it is said, Abraham got up early in the Boker in the morning to the place where he had stood Lifne Yahuwah before Jehovah in Genesis 19:27. He that hath clean hands, Niki Akapai, clean hands alludes to Avinu Abraham, who held himself aloft, aloof from spoil, and said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:23, I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor a shoelace, nor aught that is thine, and a pure heart, and a pure heart, uvar levav, uvar lebab, and a pure heart. This alludes to Avinu Abraham's lib, his heart. Of that it is said in Nehemiah 9 and 8, thou, the eye, foundest his heart faithful before the eye, foundest his heart hard to come, faithful before the eye. In Genesis 15 and 6, it reads, and he believes, he believes, he amens in Jehovah. In Psalm 24 and 4, who without cause hath not taken any life? Asher lo nasa lashava nafshoa. This alludes to Namrud, whose life Abraham, it is said, by some took, nor sworn to deceive his neighbor. This alludes to Abraham Avinu, who said to the king of Sodom in Genesis 14:22, I have lifted up Yadi La Yahuwah, I have lifted up my hand Li Yahuwah to Jehovah. Hence it is said, he shall receive the Baraka. Me'eti Yehovah, Yisav Raka, Me'eti Yehovah. As scripture says, Jehovah bless Abraham in all things, in all things, all things. In
Genesis 24:1. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation, of his Yeshua, of his victory. Tzedakah me Elohe Yisho'o. As scripture says of Abinu Avraham, he be live, he amen in Jehovah, and he who be, we be. And he counted it, counted hard to him for righteousness in Genesis 15:6. Another comment, the passage beginning, who shall ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, into the mountain of Adonai? Miya ya'ille be'ahari Yehovah. Another comment is that this alludes to Ya'ikov, to Jacob, to whom Elohim said, arise, go up to Beit El, to Bethel in Genesis 35:1. And who shall stand in his holy, in his Isla place? Umiya Yakum Biya Mikom Kadsho. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it is said, he lighted upon a certain place, a certain spot in Genesis 28:11. He that hath clean hands, this alludes to the matter of Lavan, of Laban. Laban robbing Yaakov. Of that Yaakov, Jacob said, I bore the loss of it. I bore the loss in Genesis 31:39. And a pure heart, Uvar Levav. This alludes to Yaakov's heart, heart to cleave for. He said to Laban in Genesis 31:37, whereas thou hast felt about all my stuff, hast felt up all my stuff, what hast thou found? Who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity? Asher lo nasa lashoa nafsho. This alludes to the fact that Yaakov had not lifted up his soul, his psyche, to Laban's, to Lavan's teraphim, to his household gods, his idols, nor sworn to deceive his neighbor with lo nishiva'ah lemirmah. This alludes to Avinu Yaakov, of whom it said, Jacob, Yaakov, swore by the pachad, the fear, the dread of his father Yitzhak, Isaac, in Genesis 31:53. Hence it is said, Yisa braka meti Yehovah, he shall receive the braka, the blessing, from Jehovah, as the scripture says, El Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him in Genesis 35:9. And righteousness from the Elohim of his salvation. Tzedakah me Elohe Yisho'ol. For Yaakov said, so shall my righteousness witness against me, against I hereafter, in Genesis 30:33. In Genesis 30:33.